Chapter 11.
What's going on here?
Carly Beth cried, tugging at the mask with both hands.
Stop it!
Noah cried. His voice sounded angry, but his eyes revealed fear.
Stop kidding around, Carly Beth. You're scaring me.
I'm not kidding around,
Carly Beth insisted in her harsh, raspy voice.
I really can't get this off.
Take it off! You're not funny!
Her brother shouted. With great effort, Carly Beth managed to slip her fingers under the neck of the mask. Then she pulled it away from her skin and lifted it off her head.
Whew!
The air felt so cool and sweet. She shook her hair free. Then she playfully tossed the mask at Noah. Good mask, huh? She grinned at him. He let the mask bounce onto the bed. Then he picked it up hesitantly and examined it.
Where'd you get it?
He asked, poking a finger against the ugly fangs. At that new party store, she told him, wiping perspiration from her forehead.
It's so hot inside it. Can I try it on?
Noah asked, pushing his fingers through the eye holes.
Not now, I'm late,
she replied sharply. She laughed.
You sure look scared.
He tossed the mask back at her, frowning.
I was just pretending, he said. I knew it was you.
For sure, she replied, rolling her eyes. That's why you screamed like a maniac.
I did not scream, Noah protested. I was just putting on an act. For you.
Yeah, right, Carly Beth muttered. She turned and headed toward the door, rolling the mask over her hand.
How'd you change your voice like that?
Noah called after her. Carly Beth stopped at the doorway and turned back to him. Her smile gave way to a puzzled expression.
That deep voice was the scariest part, Noah said, staring at the mask in her hand. How did you do that?
I don't know, Carly Beth replied thoughtfully. I really don't know. By the time she got to her room, she was grinning again. The mask had worked. It had been a wonderful success. Noah might not want to admit it, but when Carly Beth burst in on him, growling through the hideous mask, he nearly jumped out of his cockroach shell.
Look out, Chuck and Steve, she thought gleefully. You're next.
She sat down on her bed and glanced at the clock radio on her bed table. She had a few minutes until it was time to meet everyone in front of Sabrina's house. Time enough to think of the best possible way to give them the scare of their lives.
I don't want to just jump out at them,
Carly Beth thought, playing her fingers over the sharp fangs.
That's too boring. I want to do something they'll remember, something they'll never forget.
She ran her hands over the mask's pointy ears. Suddenly, she had an idea.